Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
This is a story.
Here's a story.
Oh, yeah. I lost it. It's here someplace. I know it is. There we go. Hi, Joe Benson with you, 100.3 The Sound. The story supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Pete Townsend's birthday today. He and Roger Daltrey, when I asked him about Woodstock, had virtually identical descriptions of Woodstock as when I talked with John Entwistle. I remember Entwistle was a very tall man, played extremely fast and loud on that bass, because he was an icon. And if he looked you in the eye and said something that wasn't, you know, about something that he didn't think a lot of, just imagine that in your eye right now. So, John, Woodstock, what was it like?
Well, the problem was that we were stuck there for 14 hours before we actually managed to get on stage. Because everybody was overrunning because a huge audience, they just wanted to carry on playing. So by the time we got there, we had 14 hours to go. And there was nothing to drink. There was like acid in the coffee, STP in the fruit juice, you know, So we all felt pretty weird by the time we got on stage. You know, a few mistakes came out. You know. It was generally sort of uncomfortable. I mean, the dressing room was a hut, and you'd have to wait until the other band got out of the hut before you actually got back in there. So all your clothes were like sort of hanging up on trees and stuff like that. It was real. The backstage area was just as messy as the rest of it.
Guess it looked better in the movie, didn't it, huh? John Entwistle of The Who, and that's the story about Woodstock.